All right. So we just got out of the courtroom. What was your impression of what we saw inside there?
Well, I think I have my experience against the backdrop of a couple PCRA hearings and some other hearings.
Mm-hmm.
And the striking thing today was that we had judges that asked critical questions to both sides and insisted on some arguments being made. Yes, they had their own agendas at times, some very system-oriented agendas, but also they were in quest for clarity on the nature of arguments. You did not get that in the PCRA hearings of Albert Szabo. You did not have it in the earlier hearings where people were even arrested off the witness stand, as with the case of Veronica Jones. So we really have a contrast at that most basic level. The other thing I want to say is that it is to the credit of the politics of the movement and the commitment of people that they kept this case alive this much so we could get to the point where some judges could be heard in this vein. They kept it alive even when lawyers did well and didn't do well. Today I'd like to give a special thanks to the lawyerly work of Christina Sworn of the NAACP for her precision, for the arguments that she made. I really felt that there in those moments in the courtroom, the dynamics of the court and the politics of people's emancipatory politics came together. So there's a lot to think about, a lot of details to sort out with our other colleagues here, but those are my first impressions.
Okay, thank you.
Hey there.